We have been around for almost 90 years, and not a sign of any slowing down.
There is nothing wrong with America that cannot be cured by
WCHV.
What is right with America?
Terry Johnson is on with us. Terry is with the National Center for Public Policy, but is out. And really, I did not see this story until Judy brought it to my attention that apparently the Ralph Northam Memorial Wind Farm in the Atlantic Ocean is going to do more than just not create more than 40% of the necessary energy it promises. But it also is going to kill a lot of whales. Terry, welcome. I understand you used to live in Charlotte. Welcome back, I guess. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine. Thank you, Joe. My whole adult life's been in Virginia and Great Falls and McLean and Alexandria, and then, of course, some time in Charlottesville. I was attending UVA Law School.
Well, we won't hold any of that against you. So tell us what's going on with the right whales, because that is a breed of whale. People hear it, and then I get emails cracking about my weight. But aside from that, this is a breed of whale. That's the one with the very square face, right? Correct? Almost like the classic Moby Dick whale, correct?
It is kind of a classic Moby Dick whale. It was named the right whale because the whalers, back in the days when whales were being killed for whale oil, it was the right whale to kill because it was close to shore. It was really big, and it floated after you killed it. So that fit the bill for them.
Mm.
But they're an endangered species. There's only a little over 300 of them left. Endangered species list federally, endangered species list in Virginia. What the problem is going to be is if you have this giant, it's not a wind farm, it's a wind factory off the coast of Virginia where they migrate, you're going to have ships running back and forth to maintain these giant facilities that are with the turbines. They're going to be over 700 feet in height. The blades are going to themselves are going to be longer than a football field. And the right whale's right in the middle of all this, and they're very much going to be a danger.
So this is their and I'm sorry, we talk a lot about, environmentalism, and I find the hypocrisy of something that's supposedly environmental, and is going to, potentially, kill off an entire species of whales. I mean, I'm waiting for Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock to land in Dardenthal Park and try to help us save these guys. You have a suit afoot to try to stop this, going forward as well. Terry, can I get into the lawsuit with you in a moment?
Sure.
All right. Yeah, and is there a direct website where people can find your work aside from nationalcenter.org?
Well, it's called CFAC, the Committee for a Constructive and Committee. CFAC is the organization.
That's Mark Morano's group. Mark's going to be on tomorrow's show, too.
That's Mark's group, exactly.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, hang on a second. We'll get into this lawsuit in a moment.
It's like you put a Let's Go Brandon case on your smartphone.
Let's go Brandon. I agree.
Listen live on the free Seville 107.5 app.
Well,
Joe Thomas in the morning, visiting with Terry Johnson from CFACT, talking about this case they have trying to stop the Dominion Wind Factory, Terry, well nuanced, by the way, that they want to build the biggest ever and one of the rare ones built by the government and a union and a utility rather than by a private company that would then, you know, take the risk and try to get as much energy generated as they could from them. It's still questionable about the science there, but Terry's suit regards the right whale, which I appreciate you telling me how endangered. You hear sometimes endangered, but 300 whales doesn't sound like a very many left at all, and certainly should have been considered when these folks thought about putting this turbine farm out in the middle of the Atlantic. Why wasn't it?
Well, we haven't initiated the lawsuit yet, but what we've done is hire a law firm, which has represented plaintiffs in regard to other wind facilities that are being built in New England and off New York. What we're doing is putting together a team to look at the environmental impact statement. This guy has to be filed by the federal government in order to give the permit that's necessary to build the wind facility off Virginia. So we're taking a hard look at this. It's interesting because in the past, there's been this microscopic look by the environmental community at every project that involves energy, like the Mountain Valley Pipeline. So if that's the case, you really look microscopically at what the environmental impact is. We're saying you ought to do the same for what's happening off the coast of Virginia. And that's just not the whales. There's going to be thousands of birds killed by the these wind turbines and bats. You got all the trenching that needs to take place to on the ocean floor to bring the energy, the electricity from the wind facility inland. So there's a lot of environmental impacts going to take place here. And if that's the case, we're going to make sure that the federal government and their agencies look at it closely.
Well, Terry, you know, and we've chronicled the issues with disposing of solar panels. We've talked about the issues with the disposal of automotive batteries for the electric cars when they cease to hold a charge anymore. You know, all these things that fly under the banner of environmentally sound sound worse than burning natural gas, to be fair.
Well, we believe they are. Natural gas is the cleanest fuel there is, and also up until recently the cheapest. If you have natural gas right now, which supplies 60% of the baseload energy for Virginia, and nuclear, which provides another 20 to 25%, if you have them already in place, why are you moving forward with a plan that's going to decommission them, that's going to put them out of business? Why would you do that? Mm-hmm. To save a molecule or two of CO2 in the air? Does that really make sense?
Wouldn't it be,
lot about this approach that just doesn't add up.
Well, wouldn't it be more ecologically sound to plant, what was it, a trillion trees during the Trump administration? There was a global effort to plant more trees. I mean, to me, if you want to clean the air, put more filters up. And isn't that what the trees do?
That's exactly what trees do. But what we've found in this whole process, Joe, it's been very interesting. The environmental groups, Sierra Clubs, the Environmental Defense Fund, they don't really care about clean air or clean water or trees. What they care about is contributions. Mm. And the way to get contributions is to flog this idea that there's a climate crisis and give us your money and we'll make the weather better, you know.
So
logic does, logic is that you would have more trees, but if you built out under this plan that this Virginia Clean Economy Act is use legislation we're fighting, it would amount to 20 times the size of New York City to build the solar facilities. You know, destruction of millions of trees.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't appear to be the concern of some of the environmental groups.
Well, and I know it just came out yesterday, middle of the day. Governor Youngkin issued his energy proposal, and he said all hands on deck. He said nuclear. He wants to be one of the leaders in nuclear. He wants to bring back natural gas. He said, listen, if we can find good solar or wind answers, we should look at them. But you guys should get with the governor's energy, folks, and really spend some time encouraging him to look at some of the problems with these wind farms and these solar arrays, because at the end of the day, I think that takes their hands off the deck.
Yes, well, you're right. You know, Governor Youngkin's done a lot of good things. He's taking Virginia out of this Reggie consortium, which is really a tax on air. He understands that right now, the way law is written, we're going to be, buying California cars in the future. He's opposed to that, but he hasn't really opposed his offshore wind farm, and that's kind of a puzzle.
Well, the state corporation commission told Dominion, listen, you can't pass the cost overruns onto the ratepayers. And Dominion said, well, if that's the case, we won't build it. So maybe there's hope for us all at some point, Terry. It's great to catch up with you, my friend. CFACT is online. You go to him, and I just surfed away from your page, CFACT.org. You can actually read a couple of great columns about this whale issue. But I appreciate your visit, and you have a wonderful morning. Great to catch up with you.
Good morning, Joe. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Being tuned in means
caring about what happens to you, not politicians.
Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.